Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Less than 30 minutes from now, might be the first time you've ever heard Coldplay on this station. Be careful what you do in public when there is a Jumbotron, a Humongotron, any kind of video, and some CEO heard found out the hard way. Anthony Lima, Jason Lloyd in for Ken Carman today, and we welcome in studio Curtis Danberg, Cleveland Guardians VP at Communications and Community Impact. I do want to start out by asking, do you think we saw the way of the future at the All-Star Game over the last few days? A lot of discussion about the swing off. Curtis, did you like the swing off?
I loved it. It was awesome.
Would you like to see more swing off?
I liked it for an exhibition game.
Yeah, that's kind of exactly how I felt. Yeah. But all right, if you're going to do this, you got to make the guys stay around to the end.
Yeah, and I think first time,
Your two biggest stars were gone.
They were losing, and we were down. What was it, 6-2?
Right. And I get it. Like, these guys don't get very much time off.
Correct.
So take, like, literally every minute that you can take advantage of.
And that's been happening for years. Like, I've been involved in the All-Star Games forever, and as soon as the starters are out, they leave.
Yep. And that's fine.
Right.
But if you're going to do this, you have to have Aaron Judge in.
Yes.
You have to.
Yep.
So either you have to get rid of it, or you have to tell them, sorry, Aaron, I know it's 6-0. In the seventh, we need you to stick around just in case something weird happens.
Even Kwan has more homers than Aranda. He should have been in there.
That's right. So it peaked at 8.1 million viewers. So people watched it. It's by far the most watched of all the exhibition events.
I don't think people really knew about it either.
Well, I don't think the players knew.
The players, yeah.
You know, how it was going to come down to that.
It was cool.
But is it kind of amazing to you that when I was young, they didn't need to juice up the game? I know eventually they went to this time accounts and all of that, but they didn't need to juice it up. And when I was young, you watched the Pro Bowl, you watched the NBA All-Star game, you watched the Major League game. Is it just that the guys are getting paid so much money that they'll never care about this stuff to the level that they did and we did as a nation when we were younger? Because when I was young, it was just, yes, it's the All-Star game. That's what you do. You watch the All-Star game.
I'm just happy they brought back the uniforms.
Yes.
And, you know, because that was the best part for us growing up, like to see the one Cleveland Indian out there, yep, like was the highlight, mm-hmm, of the summer. And to see that uniform.
To see them sharing the field.
Yes.
With the best.
Intros were my favorite part.
Oh, God. It was like a half hour, you know, right before the game. So I did think that in the end, I know that some of the old timers will go, why are you settling it like this? But in the end, I thought, bang for your buck. Like,
players loved it.
The players were into it.
Yeah.
So the ones that stuck around. So, Curtis, we're glad that you're in studio today to talk about getting excited. It's you got to pinch me. We've got baseball tonight. It's been a bit of a slow week in terms of the sports calendar. But now we get going, and I do think it was vital that they go into the break winning, was it 6 of 7?
Right.
And it wasn't just the White Sox. I mean, the Astros. They pulled off, yep, a sweep against the Astros following the 10-game losing streak. They needed it in a big way. And so I feel like that got them some juice to come out of the gates here in the second half.
And I'm excited we're starting at home. We're going to have a big crowd this weekend. Who knows what the second half brings? I mean, we have the easiest schedule. We had the toughest schedule in the first half. We have the easiest schedule. Again, who knows what that means? But it seems like whenever we were playing all the top teams and we were facing their aces every time. So whether that sets us up for a great run in the second half, that's what we're hoping for.
What's the weather this weekend? I saw rain in the forecast.
I think we're fine tonight. I think like later tomorrow night, but one day at a time on that.
Yeah, yeah.
But we're expecting good crowds. Tickets are as low as $20. That includes the fees. We have probably a few thousand tickets remaining tonight and tomorrow. And then the Orioles come in town, and we have a day game on Thursday, and then Superman night on Wednesday.
Yeah, so the Wednesday Superman night, and I even had to ask, are you sure you're allowed to say that? Just because, we have to sometimes walk on eggshells about any of those affiliations, but anybody who saw the movie, what did they see? How did you think?
Progressive Field.
How did you think it came out looking?
It was very cool. I've only seen the Progressive Field part, so still need to make it to the theater and check out the whole movie in its entirety, but very cool for the city of Cleveland, very cool for the Guardians to be featured on Progressive Field. So we are doing a Metropolis Meteors t-shirt giveaway on Wednesday. So if you come to the game and you're lucky to be the first 15,000 fans to come, you can get a Meteors t-shirt.
And what's going on this weekend? You have fireworks
tonight? We've got fireworks. We've got, of course, your Dollar Dogs. Our free shirt Friday is actually because Friday night City Connect night. We have a
that's really cool
cream t-shirt with the City Connect logo on it. So that's the giveaway tonight.
Love Steven Vogt
bobblehead tomorrow.
Love that logo.
We've got fireworks tomorrow. We've got $2 beers tomorrow. And then, of course, kids
fun
day.
The way Curtis was shaking the bobblehead, it was in a yes fashion. I'm staying in Cleveland. I love it in Cleveland. Can you believe that the Quan discussion has reached the level of it is we're sitting here over the last few days counting his money, talking about how much money he has a chance to get. But Quan answered the questions over the All-Star break. He's like, yeah, I love it in Cleveland. And not one of those, I got to say, when Frankie used to say it, I was like, yeah, I've kind of heard that he'd take an opportunity elsewhere, even if the money was similar. Quan, I don't know, maybe I'm gullible. He sold me over the last few days. I mean,
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What an exciting player to have. And, of course, it shouldn't come as a shock that he played a big part in the conclusion of the All-Star game.
I loved hearing the sound bites you played of Manzardo talking about Quan.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
And it's very similar to how Quan talks about Hosey. So it's very, very fun to see how they respect each other and are great teammates.
By the way, I love Curtis Danberg just told us just a few thousand tickets remaining in some of these games this week. I know I wondered how would the local reaction be after that losing streak, right? Because
we were
all emotional about it. And I come back to, I had my buddy John Fanta call me and he goes, the Guardians not allowed to have one bad stretch. They're not allowed to have one bad stretch. And, you know, then he went on to say one bad season. Well, we don't know. It's half the season and they did need to finish up strong, which is what they did. So I'm hoping for a rosier outlook here. Right.
Yeah, we're thinking forward, thinking second half.
And that's what baseball team, God, is this the first time people realize 162 games? So I look, it's going to be tough. There's a lot of teams in front of them that they now have to leapfrog. But, you know, Owen said playoffs. Look at the schedule. They can do this.
They're making it. I think they're making it, and I think I brought it up yesterday. 10-game losing streak in baseball is equal to like losing one game in football.
And they
when you look at the schedules and how many games.
Hopefully we get Bieber back here soon.
Yes. Yes, and clearly they have not played their best baseball yet.
Yep.
So hopefully that is in front of them. Curtis, we're excited about baseball again. Second half of the year. And they're on the mound tonight, 7:10, and you have your chance for all these great giveaways. The bobblehead, the Stephen Kwan bobblehead, fireworks, the City Connect, and Superman.
Stephen, vote bobblehead, not Kwan.
Oh, sorry, vote.
It's vote.
Stephen,
pay attention, man. I'm the one with ADD.
I know. He's too far away from me. I couldn't see. By the way, if you want to be right now, it is Stephen Vogt's second year. How about be caller number two right now, 216-474-0092. Your chance to win a four-pack of tickets to see Guardians take on the Orioles Tuesday, July 22nd, 6:40 p.m. at Progressive Field, courtesy of the Guardians and Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan. Curtis, so long, and thank you. Thank you for the dogs.
Go Guards.
Brought in the dogs. We've got the mustard.
That's the earliest I've ever eaten a hot dog in my life.
Oh, we've done it plenty of time. We've got... Now, it does affect...
I did not pack other things today in anticipation of the hot dog.
He knew. It does affect the rest of the day. It kind of changes the diet. All right, Lloyd, second half of the season starts today. You got a lot of teams in front of you. Is the door cracked open just a smidge? Could you see this team? Is there any evidence to believe that this team could go on a run? The schedule that Owen brings up, could it happen?
Yeah, I mean, the schedule certainly plays their favor with the pitching that they have. They're always going to be in it. They're always going to give themselves a chance. I just look at the number of teams in front of them, and that's where I go, man, I don't know. I got about like, what, 6-7 teams they have to leapfrog now at this point. So it's not so much the games back. It's the traffic. And, you know, I mean, the trade deadline's 2 weeks away, and they got a lot of hard decisions to make. Like, Santana's an easy one to me. That's an easy call. I think you get what you can for him.
I think everybody's on board with that.
Lane Thomas, I think, is – but you're not going to get a ton for these guys. Lane's had a terrible year. He's had a ton of injuries. The harder call is guys like Kwan and Klase. Like, that's a lot harder of a conversation to have when you're talking about what to do with the future. Not to mention, you know, Curtis mentioned Shane Bieber coming back. Well, Shane's probably not going to be back till August, which is after the trade deadline. So that's a really interesting one to
me. How do you factor it in?
And you know, that streak at the end of going into the break may have saved them a little bit. And now let's see how they come out. And if they, you know, the next 2 weeks could very well determine their future and how they handle that. Shane's on a one-year deal. He's got a player option for next year. If he comes back and pitches well, he's not picking up that option. He's never hit cashed in. He's never gotten a big payday yet. So he's trying to turn these last couple of months into a big contract. So do you hold on to him and hope that you can fight and claw your way back into this thing? Or do you trade him and get what you can for him?
Well, and then you look at the teams ahead of you. Boston goes on a 10-game winning streak, breathing new life into their season. Yeah. Obviously, the Mariners sweep Detroit right before the break. They're another team that's ahead of you. You've also got, you know, the Rays, the Rangers, the Twins, the Angels, the Royals are still ahead of you. It is going to be a tall task. You know, it is brutal. They always talk, you know, especially in baseball, like, well, you're not going to win the championship. You're not going to win the division. You're not going to win a playoff spot, you know, in the first 60 to 70 to 80 games, but you could lose it. And I think during the 10-game losing streak, I mean, I think we all got kind of swept up in that. We're like, this is over. Yeah, it's a lost season. But do you have reason to believe? Do you have real reason? That lineup, you keep coming back to that lineup, and it has just been worst-case scenario after worst-case scenario, including the injuries. But, you know, it's so much more than the injuries now at this point when you look up and down that lineup. And thank God Jose got back on track. Really, it should be no surprise that their struggles coincided with Jose, you know, having a bit of a slump.
Yeah, Jose getting the time off over All-Star weekend I think was good. He should come back re-energized and ready for the second half. Obviously, you need something to go with Kwan and Jose. You need somebody to get hot. Rielke actually has shown a few flashes here in his little stretch since coming back up. I don't know if it's real or not. They've got to find some sort of production whether it's Bo Naylor, whether it's Rielke. They have to find a way to extend the lineup, and we can have the Chase DeLauter conversation, the CJ Cephas conversation. I don't know how you can count on those guys to come up and save the season, though. It's got to come from the guys within, and Kyle Manzardo's another one.
Yep.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.